League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live from Bengaluru, India, it's the Blurred Lines Podcast with comedians Sanjay Manaktala and Sundeep Rao. Talking about lines that blur Indians. This is Blurred Lines. Blurred Lines.
What's up, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Blurred Lines podcast.
I almost got it wrong again.
I was going to say my other podcast.
So full of yourself.
So full of myself. I am here again, folks. It's been a few weeks, joined by our good co-host, Mr.
What's going on? This is Sundeep Rao. I'm a wedding planner for today.
He is Sundeep Rao. There was a wedding planner here yesterday in my makeshift studio, but it is good to be here. Sundeep, how you doing?
Good, man. It's nice to be back after what we just sat on it, right?
We just sat on this podcast for 10 days while we were doing shows for six people. So
six, yeah.
I mean, 60 for me, six for you.
Yeah, but, 66 total.
But it's, Sundeep, I want to talk about something I was thinking about yesterday. Which is, you know, the title of this episode is Why Does Bollywood Not Have an Oscar? Mm-hmm. But I'm of this firm belief that it's quite strange in our industry that, you know, the top 10 actors take like 90% of the revenue. And mm-hmm. if you look at film industries across the world, it's a bit more spread out than just the top 10. You know, there's not just like 5 or 10 actors who are literally in every movie. And obviously nepotism is a big problem in the industry. I feel... in Bollywood specifically, because of the way India is nuanced with so many cultures, so many languages, it's a lot harder to please everybody. And movies, they keep trying, but at the end, they really please no one.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean...
Because I feel that also, when you said the top 10 actors who get 90% of the money, right? It's because that's what's working.
So that's working?
I mean, that's what's working for people right now. So the thing is, until... and you said, in say, for Hollywood instance... why is there a larger spread of the distribution of wealth, right? Mm-hmm. It's also not that fair over there, because even there, if you look at the top 10 actors, like right now, the hot guys are like your, what's the name, Tom Riddleston, your Dwayne The Rock Johnson, all these people. But at one point, it was Julia Roberts, it was Matt Damon. So every movie industry does go through a phase, because then you have the top hot actors, similarly in the music industry. But
I mean, I don't see Tom Hanks and Will Smith dancing with a 22-year-old item girl continuously year after year. They move into more senior roles, or they end up producing, or they give other guys a shot.
Well, it's also the way the movie industry has evolved, right? Because I feel the Hollywood industry, however cliched it is and how much of it they pander to the masses with the thing, but they come out with a good break of movies where you have some movies with messages, then you have some more movies for that season which are action, some more which are based on superheroes, some more which are based on drama, love, and animation. So there's an even split. Bollywood, I think for the longest time, with my limited knowledge, has always been that one thing, right? Be it drama, crime,
a
thriller.
A big long love story. With
and there's always
numbers.
The same elements, right? Yeah. Someone runs away, someone dies, someone, you know, messes around in the paddy fields.
Yeah.
There's always that. And then they all dance. So these elements haven't evolved.
They haven't evolved.
Yeah, but because people want that.
Here's my question, dude, because do people want that? Because to your own point, right, with Hollywood, for example, this is not a podcast about Hollywood is amazing and Bollywood is a sucks or whatever. What I'm trying to say
is... It's true, though.
I mean, maybe. This is what I love when you see kids with like Comic-Con, like Marvel and Breaking Bad and dude, freaking Bollywood is shit. Then they watch those same movies. But
yeah, because if you look at it, our CGI or whatever has come to the level of Hollywood, right? They in fact do a lot of the work here.
Yeah, well, those guys,
But our storytelling is still pretty shit. But also the thing is awareness about movies about storytelling is changing. So now you have a little bit of a micro market where people want to hear your sacred games like Anurag Kashyap storytelling. Yep. So, but it's much smaller, the percentage, compared to like a Hollywood where you have, I don't know names, but you have people who are making actual impactful films, which, you know, leave people with like, oh, okay. So it's not just a sensationalist way of living life where everything's about, because, okay, let's break it down a very simple thing. Why is it that 99% of people want to recreate Bollywood in their weddings?
Recreate one because it's a fantasy.
It's maybe a fantasy, yeah. And people go home, 4 hours of traffic. They go home. They just want to wash their mind and their worries away by watching, you know, Katrina Kaif in a bikini or Sunny Leone doing an item number, because it's brainless viewing.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, gives them hope that one day, you know, one day, I might be able to get out of this grind and be someone more special. And therefore, at least for those 5 minutes, dance like Aishwarya did in that item number at my wedding.
But to be honest, dude, and I'm not trying to say I'm some high society, different, alti, creative person, but not a lot of my friends watch Bollywood movies. The ones who are not comedians even. Like, they might watch even, maybe it's just being above 30, but they might just watch one movie in 2 months in theaters.
Okay, I can only speak from a creator's point of view. Maybe your friends, your circle of friends. I feel like even I don't watch a lot because I'm sort of, the moment I start watching something, I'm like, how can I make this better if I did it, right?
Yeah.
And secondly, also is people in this comedy space will either watch it for the review, but also some people are culturally different. Like, I don't watch movies at all, English or Hindi, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really, you know, go to the cinema or even on Netflix. I don't really enjoy that medium as much as other people. But if you are trying to think, like a lot of people who are in the so-called same social group, you know, like for instance, not even social group, same family, right? My cousin, they all live in America. And the first time a movie comes out, first day, first show, they are there, dude. And these are Indians abroad.
And these are Hindi movies.
Yeah, of course, Bollywood, Shah Rukh Khan, whatever it is.
Sure.
So these guys love it. So it's not just a social class of people that enjoy Bollywood. Because across every group of people, there are certain percentages that like it. And obviously in certain groups, there are more. Mm-hmm. In certain groups, there are less. Like, I know for a fact, like a friend of mine who'd never watch a Bollywood movie, but would hear great things about Andhadhun and be like, dude, let me just check it out, you know?
But if you look at, for example, it's good that we're disagreeing on this a little bit, because you're saying, you know, a lot of people still love it. They still see it as an escape, whether they're overseas, they want a taste of home, or they're, you know, in India and maybe they had a hard day at work or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to escape and see Sunny Shake It or whatever. Mm-hmm. Where I disagree now is if you look at, for example, the future, which is Netflix. Why did Netflix succeed in America and why is it succeeding over here? Because they're doing different things, which is telling stories people haven't told before, right? Yeah. They're, for example, idolizing drug dealers in Narcos, or, you know, Game of Thrones was literally dragons and fantasy that most thought was like a Dungeons and Dragons dead genre.
Right.
And they've kind of revived that. But obviously with a modern twist and great characters.
Or shocking your life with Black Mirror, something like that. Yeah,
which is coming out soon. I'm super excited to watch that. But
never watched it.
Yeah. But my question is now, so that's happening. And I guarantee you, like, yes, you're saying that your relatives are, we're going to see Shah Rukh Khan make a fool out of himself in this new movie where he's in love with himself, stalking himself, whatever the thing was. Now, Bollywood movies don't know when people are in the theater where they get bored. Do they take a piss during the song? Are they checking their phones? Netflix does, generally. Amazon does, generally. They know where you pause, where you leave, where you're not paying attention, are you still watching, and all that.
Yeah.
And because of that data, they're making slightly more interesting, more compelling, more attention-grabbing stories.
And they're making seasons as opposed to movies
alone. They're making
seasons.
They're able to make things a lot cheaper. Why is it that somebody is getting paid less to make something for Netflix or more in India? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're preferring to go there than to the cinema, because it's easier for people to sit at home and watch a movie now than get to a theater. And I feel like now with Sacred Games, with, I know there was one on Amazon called Mirzapur or whatever, I feel like a lot better stories are coming out. But I'm just curious, are the top 5, top 10 celebrities living in a bubble, clinging to the past? Because here's a test. If you ever see, have you ever seen a Bollywood celebrity try to do an Instagram story?
No.
They have no personality.
Yeah.
They're like, I know college kids who have way more shine on camera on a cell phone than a major star.
That's also, as an actor, you should be as bland as possible so you can adapt to roles.
I mean, if you're saying, I think we're talking about two different things here. I'm just saying, as a creative.
No, as a creative, of course. See, like for instance now, let's compare a Salman Khan to a George Clooney, right?
Yeah.
So George Clooney, of course.
Adequate comparison. Yeah.
Okay, no, I mean, with fan and following, the amount of money they get, the number of years in the business. Now, these guys have, in addition to just getting the high deals with Hollywood films like George Clooney, he's actually developed his celebrity status to do some good. That's because he's also got another aspect, George Clooney.
George Clooney.
He's got another aspect to him than just George Clooney, the actor. There's George Clooney, the activist. There's George Clooney, the person who wants to fight for human rights. So these various things. So he's used that leverage to that point. Whereas our Indian actors and actresses are just sort of in that bubble. They're just being put on a pedestal for absolutely no reason. Because what they don't realize is that their looks, which they're getting paid for, is got a shelf life.
Yeah. And so sadly, for the guys, it seems to be less because they keep getting older, but the girls keep staying the same age.
Exactly. So it is a double standard there.
Yeah.
But my thing too, like Salman Khan is just doing the same things. Like, you know,
we
like.
You should rename this podcast to Double Standards, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be more clever. That. And it's very Indian. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
So that's my point with George Clooney, right? He's much more versatile as a human being. Salman Khan is not versatile as a human being or as an actor because they don't really challenge themselves with different roles. It's always
because they're idolized and they're worshipped and
They're almost like letting down their fans if Salman Khan suddenly does like a documentary.
But don't you think Salman Khan in his creative splendor, having all the money, having everything, like literally being treated like royalty, isn't he hungry for a dramatic role or a well-written role, not just dancing and chasing a girl down an alley or something?
You know, that brings them to the point. Are you doing it just for the paycheck or are you doing it because you love acting?
But most actors, I would feel, even the top five, unless they're just blindly worshipped, would want it. Look at Will Smith, all right? Yeah. He's kind of past his prime in a sense, but he's trying to reinvent himself. Yeah. He's gone from comedic roles to hip-hop to dramatic roles. Pursuit of Happiness, crying on camera, and then later trying to be fun and clever. And now he's probably doing dad and grandpa roles. He's constantly challenging himself to do what he can do. You know? Maybe Will Smith is calling. One second. So go on.
No, when the industry itself encourages you to be more versatile, that's good, right? Because it'll push even someone like a Rock, you know, who's typically the Dwayne the Rock Johnson, known for his physique, will do Baywatch, and he'll also do something else.
I mean, Baywatch was a paycheck for him. Let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he'll try pushing himself.
Yeah.
But when the industry only encourages you to be that person in all your movies and is paying you that amount, why would you work hard, right? I mean, I would because I want to improve as an actor if I'm in that space. But also the thing is, I mean, very few actors, dude. Like, I think who was that girl who did that movie, Margarita with a Straw, where she played someone who was disabled, right? That was a very big step. I think that was Kalki. So she did something like that. A couple of actors do that. But predominantly 80% of their career is the same thing. I mean, you're watching, when you go to watch a movie, be it whatever, Gully Boy or whatever that name of the movie is.
Which was not bad.
Fair enough. That's a new age actor, Ranveer Singh, right? But very, like, I think this guy, Shahid Kapoor, tried pushing the boundary a bit by trying to do something different.
Some more dramatic
method
roles,
acting, whatever you call it. But predominantly, people are going to watch Shah Rukh Khan as Prakash in the movie, not how Prakash is. You know what I mean? People are going more for the name of the actor.
People are going more for the personality and they want that personality.
The lack of personality.
Huh.
So in India, people are going more for that. I mean, of course, even if you put like a Brad Pitt on a movie poster, we'll go for Brad Pitt. But also to see what Brad Pitt does with that role. Here, people are going to idolize how does Salman Khan look in this film? How does a Abhishek Bachchan look in this film? They don't. Many of them don't care to what extent they are adapting and molding themselves into that role as an actor.
So what's the solution then?
I don't. I'm not an actor.
But okay. For example, I think we can both say for comedy, for example, and I don't want to.
There's a towel under my leg, so it looks like I've done something
just
dirty.
Just mind the table. Yeah, you're shaking it a little bit.
No, it sounds like I've done something dirty and a towel fell down.
No, that's fine. My question is to take us home. Now, I think you and I both know for comedy that obviously people will succeed on marriage jokes or family jokes, but eventually, as everyone does that, people like Carlin or, you know, Louis, rest his career, whatever, will end up reinventing and changing some of the things and succeeding that way. You know, just like 30 years ago, Louis was saying, you know, the artist, not the person, I guess. Like 30 years ago, Louis was saying that, you know, my kids are destroying my life. And people were like, what the hell? You can't say this in a theater or in a family-friendly show. And then it became the norm because everyone has those dark thoughts.
Yeah.
Where do you see...
I don't know. See, it's a very different space, right? See,
but because, do you think Netflix will end up taking very off-the-cuff stories like a Bollywood scriptwriter with a drug problem who, you know, murders somebody and has nothing to do with song and dance, and that might do well?
I think, see, a couple of things, first of all, right? Actors and comedians, very different. Because, first of all, not many comedians are worshipped. Every comedian has a season.
The
season,
celebrity, let's just say celebrity. Then.
Okay, I mean, I'm saying even that, right? Like, look at a person who was in his prime. Like, George Carlin has almost reached legendary status because as more and more he got wiser, his comedy became philosophical as opposed to just humor.
Yeah.
But let's talk about, like, say, Russell Peters. We go for Russell Peters' jokes. He doesn't have a script written by, you know, let's hope not, by a bunch of writers.
We go for his persona, basically.
You go for his persona, his take on the world. Yeah. Whereas an actor like a Deepika is not timeless because at the end of the day, she's just a, I wouldn't say a vessel, but she's kind of that medium for the director to tell the story.
I see what you're
saying.
So
they are molding every time. So do you know the real Deepika?
So we're building mediums, not actors who end up being mediums.
Correct. And then that's that's the reason why movies are timeless and actors are not, right? You'll always go back going, oh, Lawrence of Arabia, that was a great acting role, whatever. Oh,
but you'll also be like, wow, Al Pacino in Godfather, and that's timeless. You can't imagine anybody else playing.
I mean, they will adapt. But end of the day, are they getting Al Pacino for the integral human being with the person, how kind he is to children, how witty he is? Or are they getting him...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
For the fact that he's a great actor who can bring that director's thought to life.
No, no, no. What you're saying, I agree with you. I'm saying even for the Bollywood, like Shah Rukh Khan in DDLJ or Al Pacino in any of his big movies. Never thought I would make those comparisons. But you can't imagine any other actor in those roles. But to your earlier point about Deepika as a vessel or a Katrina Kaif, whether or not you agree or not, I don't think the market would have reacted any differently had any of them been a different actor in those roles. It just would have been, okay, girl dancing or falls in love with the hero or is the crazy journalist who's after the story, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because the basic point is an actor reinvents him or herself as an actor. Mm-hmm. A comedian has to reinvent him or herself as a as an individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where your honesty is coming out. I don't care if Deepika is a cheat or a liar.
Yeah.
Or a person who does. And this is a problem we have, right? We many times it's a gray area. When do you separate the artist from the individual?
Sure.
And in comedy, that's harder because the individual is the artist. Mm-hmm. And the more you're better as a comedian, your persona and who you are as an individual comes out on stage. Yeah. So if you've gone around, you know, as a pedophile or you've done something abusive, then people are much more unlikely to forgive you. But as an actor, you're playing multiple roles. You're a chameleon in every movie. Like every movie is a different thing.
Sure.
So in one, you're a psychopath. One, you're a murderer. And one, you're
one
like
you're
a
romantic hero.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
So who are you as an individual? It just gets kind of wiped, brushed under the mat. Because
okay, so to take us home, my question then is, are you saying Bollywood's going to win an Oscar when we have better actors or we just have better writing or we find a way to make rich people and poor people care about the same story? And it has to be a good story.
I mean, that's the primary thing. It has to be a good story. Now, you can never play to the entire market because if you try playing, you just spoke about this, try playing for everyone, you're going to lose everyone.
Well, could my maid or a driver watch a story about, you know, Ratan Tata with good writing and a good journey and good aspirations and the same Ratan Tata vice president in real life enjoy watching that movie?
Very difficult.
Could they both
There's a very large divide in India. There's a very large divide in India. And if you, in India especially, have to tell a very compelling story across segments of the market, you have to make it the lowest common denominator.
Lowest common.
Yeah,
but there's more than just, you know, shake your boobs or shake your butt.
I mean, I'm sure, I hope you don't see that Ratan Tata doing that. But at the same time, like, for instance, now, it's also the character. I think someone who's doing that movie now, which is coming out with Modi.
I think Vivek Oberoi.
Someone's acting as Modi. So now the name itself has transcended social groups, right? like people from the lowest economic group to the highest support.
Because everybody knows the PM. Yeah,
exactly. So that might be this thing. But at the same time, I want to hear a different story about Modi. Whereas
somebody else might just want to hear the kind of happy go lucky rise from the
bottom.
Yeah,
or they just want to hear about how he from a chaiwala to prime minister.
Exactly.
I want to hear about how from prime minister he's going to make it a superpower. Maybe,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, as opposed to hearing the dark side or hearing having it be just about one facet, not about start, middle, and end with a happy ending. He's prime minister.
And can't make, you can make a global movie, which will still appeal only to a certain percentage of the globe.
Yeah.
You can't make a movie with 7.3 billion enjoy. There's an impossible.
But you could still make a movie that 10% of those 7.3 billion enjoy. Because that's 730 million people.
Yeah,
right?
You can make a movie with 10% of India enjoy.
There's 7 billion people in... Oh, I see. 7.3 billion in the world. I thought you meant India. Like,
no, in the world. I mean, that's why I like a thing like Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
It's timeless, right? Because there's no words.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin was popular across the world. Okay, so you are saying...
You can't make anything which is going to appeal to the whole of India.
Okay.
Because there's just too many different social undercurrents that cannot be captured in a good story. Because either you'll compromise the elements, or you'll compromise your story.
No, because even when the Slumdog Millionaire, which won Best Oscar,
took one aspect of it.
Yeah, but made by a British guy, they did the quintessential picture of the slum, the overcrowded train, and Indians hated the movie.
Even the
Indians
movie Gandhi like, with Ben Kingsley.
Indians were like, I'm sitting here in my skyscraper, you know, at my office at Wipro, and you're acting like that's all India is. So they were
and that's why India, dude, like we have so much disunity, right?
Yeah.
Like, if a foreigner,
there's multiple Indias depending on where you sit.
Absolutely. If you look at a foreigner making, we get angry. If another Indian does, they're like, oh, he only lives in Bombay and Bandra. He doesn't know the real India.
Yeah.
If someone makes it, someone sitting in Jharkhand.
If he goes to Rajasthan and he just volunteers at the slums or whatever, they're like, oh, he's just chasing that, whatever.
Exactly. So you can never please everyone in not just movies and anything, especially even in our line of work. Mm-hmm. You can only get your market who appreciates what you do, and you can only reinvent yourself for them and for yourself and grow that market. Because every year, if I try to capture a new market, I'm going to screw myself over because it's a mindfuck, you know?
Fair enough. And I firmly agree that, yeah, I mean, we were talking about this offline. If you try to please everyone, you please no one.
Yeah.
But what you can...
Especially yourself.
No, fair enough. But what you can do, and I hope we see, whether it's a story about a driver or a multinational CEO or a sports star, that at some point, the writing is so good and it touches on so many different aspects of any person's life that even if you don't relate to it, you enjoy it. And it ends up being like Game of Thrones. I don't relate to the dragons or the sailing or the war or the fights.
No,
but I
look
do relate
the,
to the characters' desires and dreams.
I mean, it's also the social undercurrents of power play, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's nothing's permanent. Just because it's one person who destroyed an army and rose to the throne, they are not there forever.
Oh, so fair enough. So a cab driver in New York City who makes next to nothing can still feel that politics and power play amongst his fellow cab drivers that a Wall Street CEO can feel. So they take away similar feelings from the show and they both enjoy
different parts of it trigger different feelings, but they're feelings for everyone because it's a construct of society which they're bringing to life through these various wars, these various betrayals,
But you were saying that the maid or the driver only wants, you know, the simple stuff.
It's level of exposure, dude. Like now in India, be it an IT employee or be it a person, wants to hear, when it comes to a story, they want to hear Deepika's father writing a letter to her and she reads it out and that goes viral. Mm-hmm. Because now suddenly this sort of immortal actress has a human side to her and she cries. And you look at even that other thing I watched in America's Got Talent, right? This group, a dance group from the slums in Bombay went and got the golden buzzer.
Oh yeah, those guys are killing it.
They're killing it, but even that guy, like literally in 2 seconds into his thing, he starts crying. Now, of course, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's
and
much,
they'll do that story of like,
exactly,
we had no power.
People
we had
want
to practice.
That. People want to hear the underdog right now.
Yeah, and then they go to his Facebook and he's sitting at some BKC studio.
So people want to hear, especially in India right now, they want to hear the underdog. If you're someone who thinks you're comfortable with who you are and you're okay with you've overcome your challenges in a confident way, that's not suiting them right now.
That's a fantastic point, actually. Nobody wants to hear also in Hollywood about the CEO of an IT company who also lives there. They want to hear about the glitz and glam. And when Hollywood comes to India, all they ever care about is like, it's almost when you have like a crew from Vice or HBO come to India, you can almost see them like kind of sad when they see the airport is so fancy.
Absolutely.
And they
see
like the glass skyscraper, like, what? This is not, no, we're the slums.
Like in the UK as well. That's why I love performing there, and, you know, because people are dry. They're like, okay, yeah, dude, you know, they don't overhelp, they don't underhelp, right? Yeah. When it comes to me, I'm walking out of the cane, they're like, you need some help, mate? You find urine yourself? Just make sure you don't pee on the floor. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, even when it comes to their inspirational stuff, it's dry humor, man.
Yeah.
It's dry. It's not overdone. Mm-hmm. Like in the sense, if they want to watch someone there, like, okay, we'll give them the basic infrastructure and we'll treat them as individuals who have dignity. We're not going to overdo it by like grabbing their arm. Like even Ranveer Singh, that video which came out, right? He's sitting there and then he starts crying about how he came back. He grabbed that opportunity. While many people have told me, I don't know if it's true or not, that his dad paid for like four movies to be made and he got him through that.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard. I don't know how true it is. But my point is, people don't care about hypocrisy as long as there's a good sob story.
I see.
We love a good sob story in India.
There's no movie without a struggle or
not even
a
movie. Like Indians love any sob story, dude.
Yeah. We are emo.
If you're disabled and you're walking around like a cool stud, they hate that. They're like, oh, where's he crying?
Where is the hardship?
Yeah. They want to see hardship. And that's where India is right now, because we're seeing more and more people from smaller towns coming up. They feel threatened in the larger cities. So they're identifying more to like, you know, this guy is like our brand. This guy is like our, he's the one like our knight in shining armor taking us forward. Mm. And, you know, we want to see the vulnerability. We want to see about how when this guy came from Madurai to Bangalore, the first guy who spoke English said, hey, look at your accent. Oh my God, we're going to be on his side, because, you know, it's just
you feel
like you need to belong to, what's wrong with my English today? Belong to a group.
Belong. So agree or disagree, last point to take us home, that here's my prediction. India will win an Oscar, whether it's Best Picture or Best Foreign Language Picture. I don't care, but any Oscar. But I think it's going to be about a story that nobody could have predicted, meaning it's not going to be a standard love story. It's not going to be like a political war story. It's not going to be something you've seen before. It's going to be something random that is going to be like, you know, like a teddy bear manufacturer or like, you know, some author or some journalist. It's not going to be something you would think. That's my prediction.
Well, I'm going to disagree on one point about the fact that we might win. I'm sure we're going to win an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
But just like how when an Indian girl wins Miss Universe,
mm-hmm.
there is a certain time when when the organizing committee of the Oscars will say, okay, now it'll suit our agenda if we give an Indian movie an Oscar.
Like
it has nothing to do with the story. It just has something to do with
let's cover the Oscars.
Our asses. Yeah, let's make sure some brown people get some awards.
Yeah, it's the same way that
Year, how some black people won with that 12 Years of Slave or the pirate movie.
And Marvel and the Avengers are doubling down on India because they can make way more money coming out of India now.
I mean,
we're still going to the movies, and you know,
absolutely. Yeah. And it's double standards. That's the name of the game.
Okay,
because we're all in the entertainment industry playing double standards, and it's there's a day after which your talent and your storytelling dies. It's only what suits the market, what suits the data, and what suits their agenda to cover their bases when it comes to CSR, and they look like human people.
Understood. So I think it'll be some cool off-the-shelf story that anybody
probably not
in
might just
world.
Be Slumdog Millionaire
no,
Part
that,
2
that's what I'm saying. But you think it'll be the typical A.R. Rahman big budget movie that the Hollywood committee is like, time to give India an Oscar. Go get Amitabh, go get Anil Kapoor, go get all these big guys. Let's just cobble something together and throw the Oscar at
them. Exactly. So it's about 80% when it suits the time, 20% what the movie's about.
Do you want to see Sonam Kapoor holding an Oscar?
I don't care, honestly. I honestly don't care. You know, I wish her the best if she does hold an Oscar. Whoever holds an Oscar, if it's just an award.
But would you rather see that? What's that famous actor's name? Nusruddin
Shah?
Would you rather see him? Do you think he deserves an
Oscar? I honestly don't care, you know, because, I mean, we talk so much about people selling out and talent. It doesn't really matter because it's not in your control. Once you become a person in that industry, in the larger film industry of the world, your talent doesn't matter as much. Because look at Leonardo DiCaprio, 8 movies after which he got an Oscar. He just kept struggling. So it means nothing.
I guess, but I disagree with you there because, I mean, he's not struggling because he didn't have it. It's like he kept making $10 million a movie. No, what a struggle, but he never had that Oscar.
No, my point is like, but the actual award.
Yeah.
If he was only driven by that award.
No, he was enjoying it. He was still succeeding.
He's a good actor. He's a good actor. I mean, success, of course. But I'm saying various people have various things. Like if your entire life is towards that Oscar and year after year you get turned down because, hey, by the way, the guy who won in your category was not better than you as an actor, but it suited us because the Black Lives Matter movement is going on. We need to appease the movement. You can wait another year because you're white and you have talent.
It makes me, and I know we're rambling to finish off, but it makes me so angry when people are like, oh, he never had the IPL trophy or he never had a championship. His career was a waste. He was making $1 million a day for 10 years. You need to shut up. I don't think he was crying about himself. Dude, Why are you?
Awards for? It means nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, after the award ceremony, I think it's redundant. We need to stop award ceremonies. And we should talk about that on the next podcast.
So somebody should quit after they get the award or just shut up about it?
I mean, enough about, we're watching their movies, right? And they're getting money for it.
Yeah, but now Tom Brady, it's not about one Super Bowl trophy. It's about having the most Super Bowl trophies. It's about achieving that pinnacle of greatness that people can aspire. Yeah,
and that's my point. Like, why are we trying to go for equality and everyone's good kind of this thing?
Because competition pushes us to be better.
Fair enough. But then it doesn't mean that just because you didn't win an Oscar doesn't mean you drop your game as an actor next year.
How many Oscars do you have? I have zero.
I have one basket.
Thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Blurred Lines podcast, which we might have to rename because I looked on iTunes. There's a lot of Blurred Lines podcasts. The Blurred Lines podcast.
And ours is called the Blurred Lines podcast.
Ours is called the Blurred Lines podcast.
So it doesn't matter. Like, no one listens anyway.
is American English the and British English the? Or like, how does it work?
It really depends. Like, the effect.
The effect. Anyways, you guys, please like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you guys.
See you on the next episode.
The next episode of the Blurred Lines podcast.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Blurred Lines podcast with Sanjay Manaktala and Sundeep Rao. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and tune in next week for a brand new episode. This is Blurred Lines signing off.
Goodbye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. We'll be right back.